And it's time to catch up on what is happening in and around Woodna. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Keith.
What's happening around Mount Woodna Rec Reserve? I hear it was closed off for a little while.
Yeah, we closed it off for a month or so we could get our big trucks in there and do some works in the roads and the tracks up there. So we've done a complete refurbishment of the all the road surfaces in there, especially to get the big caravans in, because these days everyone's dragging a bit of a bigger caravan around behind them, and the roads when they built Mount Woodna were not quite up to it. So we've fixed them up a little bit and put some caravan parking in there, and also fixed up the tracks so that they're a little bit better than they were before.
Fantastic, and that is going to make sure that everyone can get in and around those two reserves with the pedestrian bridges, fire pits, seats, interpretive signage as well. And there's planning underway for a few events coming up, I understand.
Yeah, we've got a few events coming up. We've got a meeting on this morning, actually, but we're looking at running another art exhibition in the middle of this year, probably around the school holidays. So we've got all the artists meeting this morning to get their heads around what they'd like to do and what the themes are. So people who are interested in the arts, and it's not just an art exhibition, but we'll be doing a number of arts workshops, painting workshops, hope to do some installations on the silos with our projection art, and a number of other things. So we'll be getting underway with the planning for that. And we've got the show, of course, coming up, which the Woodna Show Committee is busily getting organised for that in September. But that's not too far away either. So show's happening in September, and then hopefully later on this year we've got a repeat fly-in event. And we ran a big fly-in event in the year before COVID, and we plan to repeat that in October for all of those aeroplane enthusiasts, those who like to fly, but also those who like to come down and have a look at the variety of aeroplanes we get to these sort of events.
Certainly looking forward to that. I understand there's also a gardening event happening soon.
That's right. We've the Minipa Swimming Pool are running a fundraising, and they've managed to secure an absolute green guru, gardening personality Sophie Thompson's coming up to the Eyre Peninsula and up to Minipa, and running a 2-day session on the Saturday 29th and Sunday the 30th. Now, I understand there are still a few spots available for that, so if people want to get onto the Facebook page for Minipa Swimming Pool and have a look to see if there's any spots available. But Sophie Thompson's a legend in the gardening community, and they should either get onto the Minipa Facebook page or the Minipa Swimming Pool page and find out a little bit more about that event at the end of this month.
And mental health is always a major thing that we have to focus on. And there's a suicide prevention and mental health and wellbeing public meeting on?
Public meeting being organised by the state mental health group, and in support of the local Eyre Peninsula and Woodna suicide prevention and mental health group. They're meeting on the 26th of May, so that's the week leading up to our gardening session. But that's next week, I think it is. It's coming up sooner than later. And they'll be visiting the town, and we've got a couple from SA Health and Wellbeing coming up to give some talks and to help guide and assist the newly formed mental health and wellbeing group here in Woodna, which is called Centrally Connected, and to get a bit more established with that network. So that's an important one. Wednesday, 26th of May, it's at 5:30 to 6:30 at the Telly Centre. And, keep an eye out for social media on that for more information.
Certainly looking forward to that, as well as the other things happening right around Woodna. Thanks for dropping by, Craig. We'll chat again next month.
Not a problem, Keith. Look forward to talking to you soon.